Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
All last night, as they were rolling in, WBUR's Steve Brown was crunching the election numbers and joins us now to talk about that. Hi, Steve.
Good morning, Bob.
So tell us what stands out.
Well, what stood out is while yesterday's turnout was really great for a special election, it was still off considerably from the new November 2008 election when Massachusetts went overwhelmingly for Barack Obama. Now, a little over 3 million people turned out in 2008. Yesterday, 2.2 million people cast ballots, so 800,000 people stayed home.
But just about what the Secretary of State, William Galvin, predicted. He predicted 2.2 at the top end of the scale.
That's right. But still, that fewer number meant a fewer number of people that would be voting for Martha Coakley.
So where were Martha Coakley's strengths? Where were Scott Brown's strengths?
Well, Coakley was expected to win in the cities, and Brown was expected to do well in the suburbs. They did what they were supposed to do, but it was Scott Brown's margin of victory in the suburbs that gave him the edge. In some of the key communities where John McCain beat Barack Obama in 2008, Scott Brown improved on those numbers. For example, in a town like Middleborough, McCain beat Obama 51-48%, pretty close.
And how did Scott Brown do in Middleborough yesterday?
Well, here's the story there. He got almost 70% of the vote in Middleborough,
wow.
Much better than McCain did just almost a little over a year ago. Only 30% of the voters in Middleborough had backed Coakley. Now, even in many communities where Barack Obama had a narrow victory over McCain, Brown blew Coakley away. For example, Weymouth. Obama got 53% of the vote just over a year ago. Yesterday, Weymouth went red, giving Scott Brown 61% to Martha Coakley's 38%.
What about the big cities? Coakley, as you mentioned before, did win as expected, but her margin of victory wasn't as big as it needed to be to make up for Brown's wins elsewhere in the suburbs.
That's right. Let's take the largest city, Boston. Barack Obama got 79%, almost 80% of the vote in 2008 to John McCain's 19%. Yesterday, Martha Coakley got 10% less than Obama did. She got 69% of the vote in Boston to Scott Brown's 30%. So there, the voting shifted. She lost ground. Not only that, there were 80,000 fewer voters in Boston yesterday compared to 2008. Worcester, Scott Brown only finished 4 points behind Martha Coakley. Back in 2008, Worcester went overwhelmingly for Barack Obama, 67-30%.
So look ahead for us. Lots of state races coming this year in 2010. What do these numbers tell us?
Well, it's pretty clear that you don't need to win the big cities of Massachusetts to get elected. Scott Brown proved that yesterday. So long as you can post a pretty good margin in the suburbs. Now, these are numbers that Governor Deval Patrick, along with challengers Charlie Baker, Kristi Mihos, and Tim Cahill, will be analyzing for months.
And so will we. WBUR's Steve Brown, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Bob.